You're listening to Drumming for Justice with Flood the Drummer. Hello, everybody. I'm Flood the Drummer. Thanks for making time to listen to Drumming for Justice. It's Friday, June 29th. This is the AM News Aggregator, where I drum up the top stories you need to know to be informed and engaged. Officials on Friday charged a man who they say opened fire with a shotgun inside a Maryland newsroom, killing five people in what police called a targeted attack. The suspect, Jared Ramos, has sued the Capital Gazette newspaper 6 years ago and lost. The 38-year-old was charged with five counts of first-degree murder, according to Maryland court documents. His bail hearing will be held at 10:30 a.m. this morning at the Annapolis District Courthouse. The five killed were identified as Wendy Winters, Rebecca Smith, Robert Hyacin, Gerald Fishman, and John McNamara. An oil tanker exploded during rush hour traffic Thursday in Nigeria, setting cars ablaze and killing at least nine people and injuring at least five, officials said. The tanker crashed into a passenger car and caught fire on a busy bridge about 5 p.m. on the Lagos-Abadan Expressway, a route used by commuters living on the outskirts of the city. The death toll was expected to rise as 54 vehicles were burned, a government official told CNN. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York became the first sitting senator on Thursday to call for the elimination of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, telling CNN that the agency should be, quote, reimagined. In an interview with CNN's Chris Cuomo, the New York Democrat was asked whether she agreed with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who defeated 10-term incumbent Representative Joe Crowley in a primary Tuesday while running on a platform to fully shut down ICE. Quote, I believe it has become a deportation force, and I think you should separate out the criminal justice from the immigration issues, the senator said. I think you should reimagine ICE under a new agency with a very different mission and take those two missions out so we can believe that we should protect families that need our help, and that is not what ICE is doing today. Libya's Coast Guard says about 100 migrants are missing at sea and feared dead after their boat capsized off of the coast of that North African country. Spokesman Ayub Gassim told the Associated Press that the Coast Guard rescued 14 migrants, but he couldn't provide definitive numbers for the migrants who were on board or their nationalities. He says the boat capsized east of the capital in Tripoli, and the 14 were rescued on Friday. It was unclear when they embarked on the trip for Europe or from where they had set off. California Governor Jerry Brown signed into law on Thursday a measure banning cities from passing taxes on soda for more than a decade. The measure was a last-minute compromise to stop an initiative circulated by the beverage industry that would make it more difficult to raise state and local taxes in California. Four cities in California have moved in recent years to raise taxes on soda and other sugary beverages in an effort to combat diabetes, heart disease, and other weight-related health issues. Sharp has just canceled its plan to issue new shares worth around $1.8 billion, citing the escalating trade battle between the world's two largest economies. Sharp investors cheered the announcement, with shares jumping more than 15% on Friday. Quote, the degree of instability of the stock market has increased due to trade friction between the United States and China, the Japanese electronics firm said in a statement on Friday. And finally, Guinness is set to open a brewery in the United States for the first time in more than 60 years, following a $80 million investment. The brand's owner, Diageo, said in a statement Thursday that the brewery near Baltimore will include a visitor center, a 270-seat restaurant, and a tap room. It added that around 200 jobs will be created. The beer maker said none of the company's stouts will be brewed in Maryland, however, with the site initially focused on producing lager. That is the AM News Aggregator presented by TechBook Online, a digital-first publisher of original content. Follow TechBook Online on social media at The Real TBO Inc. and add TechBook Online to your Apple News Reader. to hear the AM News Aggregator every morning. Subscribe to Drumming for Justice on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and wherever else podcasts are available. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Flood the Drummer. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Flood the Drummer, and I'm drumming for justice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.